amazing resemblance.
His visitor is talking about the newest monument on Washington's National Mall. The 9-meter-tall statue is a tribute to the late civil rights leader, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. The memorial includes a granite wall engraved with quotes from King's various speeches and writings. Patrice Moore is from Ohio. She brought her mother, Virginia Allen, to Washington for her mom's 80th birthday.
It's so intense, and also it just reflects who he is, and the size of it speaks of the size of the man. He actually passed away on my 10th birthday. I thought he was a king, and as I grew older and learned more about him, I would still think of him as a king.
I think it's just fabulous. The wording, everything. It couldn't be a better tribute to him.
People are coming from all over the country to see the memorial.
Start thinking about where my family came from and how far we've come and how far we still have to go, but making sure that we continue to live his dream.
It's just as awesome to look at. If you go and you just stand and you look up, it just reminds you what an amazing man Martin Luther King Jr. was.
We're on the move now.
Dr. King is the first non-president to have a memorial on the Mall. Emmanuel Cleaver, the chairman of the Congressional Black Caucus, says that speaks to his stature in American history.
Martin Luther King joins a group of Americans who are held in the greatest esteem for their contributions to the country, from Abraham Lincoln to George Washington to Jefferson. And I think that says something about where the nation has traveled over the last 40 or 50 years.
Though the overall reviews have been positive, the monument has also created some controversy. Critics, among them well-known author and poet Maya Angelou, say that one of King's quotes has been shortened in a way that some feel presents it out of context. Some visitors feel it makes little difference, but others say there is room for correction.
Yeah, it could have been several, lines longer, but it still has the same meaning, and maybe it'll give people an opportunity to go seek out the entire quote as well.
I think there's room on the monument to address that.
The U.S. Interior Department says it will address the issue after the official dedication on Sunday. In Washington, Mariama Diallo, VOA News.